The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page. Here's a well-known photograph of a man marching, protesting, and holding a peace sign. And his name was placed on the president's enemy list. He did a lot of things. One day he was visiting a children's camp when one of the children asked another child sitting with them, "Who is that man sitting there with him?" He asked him if he was famous, and the young boy looked at the man and truthfully replied, "No." The child was then asked to look at a lemonade carton, and he saw what looked like a picture of that man on it. Another child, seeing the resemblance between the man sitting with them and the man whose picture was on the lemonade carton, thinking milk carton, asked innocently, "Is he lost?" Everyone, including the man at the camp, laughed. Yes, he was on the president's enemy list, and his face is on many well-known products, including lemonade cartons, which can be confused with milk cartons. When he died on September 26, 2008, he had left behind a remarkable legacy. He served in the United States Navy in World War II. He became somewhat of a movie star and director, applauded for his films. He was also a professional race car driver, and he became a successful entrepreneur whose likeness is on popular brand food products. Still trying to figure out who this man was? Think blue eyes. He said, "When you see the right thing to do, you'd better do it." Paul Newman did many things. That well-known stock photo shows Paul Newman and his wife Joanne Woodward protesting the Vietnam War. He also attended the first Earth Day, and he was concerned way back then with global warming. He attended the March on Washington. He also co-sponsored the PEN, Penn, Newman's own First Amendment Award, a $25,000 reward designed to recognize those who protect the First Amendment. And he said, "I'm a supporter of gay rights, and I'm not a closet supporter either. From the time I was a kid, I've never been able to understand attacks upon the gay community. There are so many qualities that make up a human being. By the time I get through with all the things that I really admire about people, what they do with their private parts is probably so low on the list that it is irrelevant." Because some of the things he did, which some people didn't agree with, he landed on the 19th spot of then President Richard M. Nixon's infamous enemy list, which was set up, according to Nixon White House counsel John Dean, for the explicit purpose of using the available federal machinery to screw the Nixon administration's enemies. Asked what he thought about being on Nixon's enemy list, Newman replied that it was one of his greatest accomplishments. But the accomplishment he was most proud of was taking care of his kids, children who benefited from the programs he founded. The Hole in the Wall Gang, the Serious Fun Children's Network, a group of camps and programs for children with life-threatening illnesses where kids go free of charge. Wholesome Wave, which provides affordable access to healthy produce. And Shofco, which helps transform urban slums in Kenya. According to close friend Bob Forrester, Newman's real heart was about philanthropy and what he could do to make the world a better place. He was named the most generous celebrity of 2008. Newman's own products, salad dressing, pasta sauce, lemonade, popcorn, salsa and pizza, and more than 300 other products, was created solely for the purpose of giving back, with 100% of the after-tax profit going straight to charities and causes that Newman believed in. Newman's foundation has donated over $500 million to thousands of nonprofits worldwide, according to People magazine. He said, "We are such spendthrifts with our lives. The trick of living is to slip on and off the planet with the least fuss you can muster. I'm not running for sainthood. I just happen to think that in life we need to be a little like the farmer. He puts back into the soil what he takes out. Newman has put much back into the soil. He's remembered not only for his films, but his heart as well. He will also be remembered for loving life and taking advantage of the beauty that we often take for granted. And he'll also be remembered for sharing that beauty with others less fortunate. Before he died of lung cancer, he said, "It's been a privilege to be here." He was happy when he was with his kids. They were called the Hole in the Wall Gang, a group of seriously ill children who he was committed to helping. Newman loved life, and he wanted these children with various illnesses an opportunity to enjoy life as well, to believe that the impossible can be possible. The organization, which Newman founded in 1988, still operates today and runs 9 programs that serve more than 25,000 kids throughout the Northeast. Returning back to the story of the young boy who didn't recognize Newman's popularity, Forrester would defend the young boy's thinking, saying, "We didn't think of him as a movie star. We thought of him as our friend." That's how he wanted to be thought of, a regular person who just wanted to do what was right. This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on Facebook. Look for John, J-O-N, S. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my technical assistant today, Dave Leon. This was an entry from September 27th, 2019. Thank you for listening.